Thanks for tuning in to Mysteries of the Mind, a podcast revealing the way our unconscious minds shape our lives. And now, here's your host, Dr. Michael Bader.
Masculinity in our society is shot through with anxiety. Such anxiety, then, is the breeding ground for the fear and resentment of women that lies in the unconscious minds of many, if not most, men. In an attempt, then, to squelch this anxiety, boys, and later men, aggressively devalue and seek to dominate women. They do so not out of some inherent misogyny, actually, but in the service of psychological safety. And such a defensive reaction is then reinforced every day by sexist and misogynistic cultural norms. See, in the early years of child development, all children, boys and girls, must separate and individuate from their mothers. The road to autonomy is not always smooth, however. Boys attempt to navigate it by accentuating their difference from their mothers. Since in our culture, the primary mothering figure is almost always female, this means that boys consolidate their separate identities by assuming and emphasizing masculine traits that become markers for their difference from their mothers. Difference, again and again, is the key. Boys then have the twin challenges of, first, psychologically separating from their mothers, but also consolidating a different gender identity. If fathers are available to help, boys identify with their paternal caretakers, and this helps them in the development of their masculinity. If fathers are not available, however, then boys use other role models, models to be found in peer groups and in the media, to accomplish the same psychological task. When a boy's psychic autonomy and his gender identity are based on accentuating the opposite of femininity, the result is bound to be brittle and precarious. See, masculinity becomes defined in the negative. It consists of what is not feminine. Thus, boys become allergic to behavior and personality traits that seem or are deemed by the culture to be weak or feminine. Such traits like sensitivity, caretaking, or communicating need to be suppressed. They need to be beaten down or pushed away. It's important to remember that for boys, being feminine or not masculine creates not just gender anxieties, but they threaten the boy's very sense of autonomy, his separateness, if you will. This threat looms larger in the psyches of boys than girls. Boys strive to feel separate from and superior to women because the distance that then results from devaluing femininity and women helps reassure them. The problem arises when a boy feels sexual desire or love for a woman. And after all, most straight men at least will invariably find themselves in this situation since we're hardwired to seek and form deep, secure, and pleasurable attachments with others. Such sought-after and meaningful attachments always involve some degree of dependency and intimacy, don't they? But such feelings, you see, are dangerous for men. Think about it. It's in the very nature of forming loving and sexual attachments that ego boundaries normally, ordinarily, become a little less firm, more porous, you might say. Further, since attachments fulfill a deep need, dependency is inevitable, and dependency recreates the very conditions of childhood that boys struggle to overcome, namely their intimate dependency on their mothers. So I just want to review the problem here up to now. Merging with or getting too close to a woman poses an incipient threat to masculinity because it threatens the emotional distance that men spend their lives trying to establish. Further, depending on a woman threatens the superiority that men need to establish in order to protect their insecure or brittle egos. Thus, an ordinary life that includes love and intimacy and commitment creates anxiety for men. Women are anxious too about their femininity, of course, but their core identities are not at risk in the same way as are those of men. Instead, women are prone to feel shame and a sense of inferiority when their femininity is challenged. For men, it's a matter of psychological life or death. Objectifying women is one solution that men unconsciously come up with to deal with the inherent risks attendant on intimacy. If the woman is a thing, she's less dangerous. And if she can be used, she can't be threatening. The man can come and go without worrying about the woman's reactions because she's been made two-dimensional. Shutting down psychologically is another solution. You see, men cut themselves off from women emotionally in order to maintain psychic distance. For men, emotional availability feels like lowering the drawbridge and letting the enemy cross the moat to plunder the castle. Other men, you know, may pose competitive threats. An undue intimacy with men may rouse homosexual fears. But in general, male friendships are almost by definition safer. Using this model, it's easy to see how feminism can be threatening to men. Although, I'll say there's a paradox here. To some degree, the experience of strong women can be seen as relieving to some men because they, the men, can come and go without guilt. On the other hand, a strong woman is someone the man can't control. A powerful woman can impose her will potentially, much as the man's mother once did. Such women can stir, therefore, further anxiety in men. Much of the objectionable behavior seen in men today stems from their defensive need to avoid facing their real underlying problem, namely their fear of women. And it's not up to women to solve this problem. As the educator and activist Warren Farrell put it, he said, "Men's greatest weakness is their facade of strength." Men, I think, need to drop this facade and overcome the terrors that it conceals.
Thanks for listening to Mysteries of the Mind podcast. To learn more about how your unconscious mind really works, please tune in next time. And be sure to visit Dr. Bader's website at michaelbader.com.